I reach for your eyes and their eyes. I swim through their irises like a moor of oozing black liquid. Multiplied through their gaze, I am an army in search of why and because. When we hugged in the subway, my heart poured itself out into my stomach, losing its edge, creating another common lake of sadness in which we bathed without wanting to, knowing it would be the last. The dog jumped on our lap. She was the witness of a resolution when it really was a breakdown of narratives, entanglements, affinities. She tried to make us laugh. She succeeded, but the tears endured. Still I can taste the bitterness on my cheeks, which are like windows on which rain streaks hunger looking out. Now time has created a volcano in which your lava is brooding. Time is being cooked. And I don't go there, I'm holding it in. I'm standing at the edge of desire and carry the lack of you like a precious cloak on my skin. I let lack fall back into my desire. It fizzles out in no time in the fire. And I realize that tenderness is but the loose screw of a hinge. I saw how easily the sky turns turquoise. My own blueness disappeared behind the horizon. Like in a gesture of surrender, it melted into the green in between, with dusk and the black of the earth. Got me stealing indigo for my painting, which I've come to see as an orphan. If I can give it a name, I will give it your name. Clouds are hovering above the buildings, like a flock of sheep collecting warmth. Their gray fur curly and infinitely soft at the same time. My heart's humming a song of a bird in a gliding flight, stretching its wings out left and right, bridging the gap between the actual and the ideal. Closing this gap by a leap of faith, it tries to catch up with what it's missing, while all in black, lack is sitting on its back, commanding the flight from a point no one can see, projecting your face onto the ragged screen of my tyranny. I and not I am dark, hungry and unyielding when it comes to big questions. My dry mouth that contains your mouth forms a core in the lower half of my face. It presses its own volume into the world, while you are still occupied with the image of your immaculate reflection, creating distortion by mirror light, breaking the surface with army knife-like. Later, I got on a train heading north. I had forgotten everything we talked about. It was superficial. We exchanged information. Names, numbers, nothings, other people's secrets. We didn't dare to look beneath the lid which seals the air off of our skin, leaving a red circle fading. Your dreamy gaze creating a rainbow-colored maze I lose myself in, like the thread you weaved into my heart with the precision of the blind. The thread has long dissolved into the tissue, and now my whole heart is covered in rust and the bitterness of a lemon cut open, revealing its flesh to me, like your dark, curly lips shielded by the softness of your lips on a hot, hot summer afternoon where there was an abundance of answers to no questions at all, where my eyes held no derision, only a half-forgotten dream hanging like a whisper in my ear, left on a pillow for you in my corridor. In all these pleasure-painful years, I have never placed a doubt in the web of intimacy we spun, until you have begun to cut the threads one by one, to weave another web in the blind spot of promise, which always was a pendulum oscillating from all to none. My eyes hold not a single tear, inside them a cosmos of erosion. They are infinite, my ammunition. They are searching. They are greener than grief.